Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just found out, and I probably should have known this all along, but Aaron and I are not cut from the same cloth. Like, at all.
We're both Aries. I don't know what else.
You just said you've done something, and I can't tell you. You couldn't pay me enough to do what you've done.
Did I just say this? Because I have no recollection. What did I just say?
Aaron and I are cut of the same cloth. I don't even remember what we were talking about. There's a story out that basically, and I can't believe this wasn't a law already, if you want to sit in Starbucks and waste your whole damn day, you have to buy something. I thought that was always a rule. That's a rule if your name is Slacker. And I would imagine, being a good little Iowa boy, that's...
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Even if you use the bathroom somewhere, it's like you're supposed to
buy
something.
You gotta buy a pack of gum.
Yeah, I didn't know that wasn't the rule.
Starbucks
I don't drink enough coffee.
Guys go to a gas station on a road trip, do you always buy something?
Gonna go in and defile their bathroom and not give them money?
I'm gonna fill up my gas tank and then I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I don't need
the
anything
gas
else in
is
there.
Almost enough, but you gotta buy something while you're inside too.
Yeah,
you do. Something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You buy jerky, you buy
Slurpee,
something.
Yep.
Yeah.
You
one of the weird
to.
Little roller
I shouldn't
dogs.
Have asked T-Hack. He buys something at every single gas station.
I don't even have to pee, but I'm gonna buy something. Like, apparently the rule is Starbucks just wanted people to come hang out.
Yeah. They have free Wi-Fi. Just, this is your place to relax.
I have a friend who literally goes to Starbucks and works. And I was talking to him the other day and they were like, I didn't go into the office today. So I just worked at Starbucks. I'm like, oh my God, how many coffees did you buy? I was like, one.
Yeah.
What are you talking? You would sit there. And drink, I know it's overpriced lattes.
You've seen how slow I am drinking coffee. I drink coffee all the time. I drink it all the time. But I will drink the same cup from like 10 to 2.
Can I tell you, this is adjacent to this conversation, sort of. If I go to Starbucks and I have to work because the Wi-Fi goes, like Xfinity Wi-Fi in Reunion goes out, like it's getting paid to go out. Mm. So sometimes I have to go to Starbucks. It's 90 degrees outside. I order a hot coffee. Want to know why? Because you can see how fast I drank the cold one. Because it's a clear cup. So I order a hot one so they can't see that it's empty. Because I don't want them to think I'm sitting there with an empty cup.
Because
if I'm not consuming, I shouldn't be there. And Aaron's like, no, I'll just go sit there.
I'm with you. I feel too weird. Especially like you're going to see a shift change. You're going to see new workers come in if you're there all day.
I would buy coffee because, again, I drink it 24/7. But I
don't. You just buy one. And think you can sit there for 8 hours?
Yeah.
What if it gets real busy and there are people standing around and you're at a table? Like,
The one over here, there's always Cherry Creek High School.
I went there yesterday and it was
packed.
Yeah. But that's when...
I want to walk up to people and pick up the coffee and go, it's empty, bounce. I need that table. You can't sit there with an empty coffee.
I will sit at a table with someone. There's room. I'm going to do it.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
If someone is at one of those smaller tables, you know the door that you walk in for the mobile pickup, and they're just like on the booth, but the chair sides are open, absolutely, I will sit there.
You will sit down with a straight... Do you say anything?
I'll say like, hey, can I sit here? There's a table. I have a laptop. I'm using it. Just like you're using it.
Oh my God.
I got heebie-jeebies.
Aaron and I are cut of different cloths.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.